Did you have a lot of music in your home? Did you play?
Some, not too much.
Did you have any instruments? Did you play
anything? Button accordion or something like that.
Accordion? Everybody just learned by themselves, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't get any lessons at that, huh?
Yeah. Send Mao Doodin, though.
Mao Doodin. Yeah, harmonica.
Yeah.
Did you ever play with a comb and a cigarette paper?
Yeah, we tried that every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Some people can play with a comb and a cigarette paper.
They used to have them little pipes, you know, but that long was hollow in the middle. And then on top they had a deal, you could put a paper in there. And then you blew through there, they made a nice sound.
Oh.
But that got lost one time, and that's all we got then. They wouldn't buy us another one.
Was that made out of wood?
That was made out of tin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was made out of tin.
Oh.
There's a factory-made one like that. That's what it was.
I guess I remember having seen them.
See, they had a deal right on top. You could pull that out, just like a cover.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the paper in and push that down, you know, into there.
Did you have dances when you were a teenager?
Nah. Not much dancing going on.
No. Did the old people dance?
Some. They used to have a dance every year when Namesday was. They always had a dance going on.
Yeah.
That's the way the whole neighborhood used to do that.
What kind of dances did they do?
Oh, they had some square dances going on there. And the Marusha Korachok, they used to dance. My dad used to dance that to be the hell. All his brothers danced that.
The Russian dance?
Yeah.
What did you call it?
Korachok.
Korachok?
Yeah. Yeah. They used to get a hell of a bang out of that.
Can you show us how they did that?
No, I've never done it.
Did the men dance alone or did he dance with a partner?
He danced all by himself.
With him, just by himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, those Russian men, they jump quite a bit. I mean, it's quite.
See, Uncle Ferdinand could do that, and Uncle John, and my dad. They all three could do it. Really easy, like.
Well,
and fast.
That would be interesting if we, if we could have a picture of that now.
Yeah, that would be.
Could have a video, that would be.
That would be a real McCoy, you know it?
Yeah. Did they do polka dances like they do nowadays?
Oh yeah. And then on a Namesday, you know, the ceiling wasn't too high. Then they always took them and lift them up in the ceiling. But that always kind of bent down. They couldn't get him up, you know. He was pretty heavy too, but they got him up anyway.
Oh yeah?
He had to touch the ceiling.
Oh. I mean, other men took a grown man, a big man, and lifted him up.
Yeah. There were about three of them went together and tried to lift him up.
Oh, was that part of the dance? No.
They done that just for a hell of it. You know, kind of what's his name saying on when it was 12 o'clock, that's what they done then.
Oh, yeah. 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, I don't know, just for a joke, I guess.
Was that for, you know, for good luck?
No, I don't know.
Okay, when, yeah, that was Tom, your dad's name, there was Tom?
Yeah.
When is that? Which day?
That's in the, what month would that run about, Thomas?
Right after Christmas, I think the 29th of December.
Oh. And they never missed that. They always had a dance going on then.
Uh-huh. Well, they pretty much celebrate all the name days in the winter time.
Yeah.
There was not too many parties in the summertime, I don't
think. Oh, no. There was nothing going on in town. They never had no dances in town.
Uh-huh. Well, when you were young, was there a place where you could go, where young people went? Was there a hall or?
Well, some of us had barn dances going on years ago.
At Neighbors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was the barn clean enough or smooth enough?
Well, they had them upstairs, you know, and they had that cleaned.
You'd have to do it when the barn is pretty new so that the floor is level, not so much wore out. How about games? What other games did you play when you were young?
Oh, like horseshoe we used to play.
Did you have horseshoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played horseshoe. We took them off from the horses, you know, them horseshoes we had. That's the ones we used.
Uh-huh. Were there any, do you remember any superstitions? Did your parents talk about superstitions? Stuff that happened when somebody died, that they knew that somebody died? I mean, that would not be a superstition.
Mm-hmm. I've gone that offhand. You know anything about it?
I know my dad did.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus, what did your dad do?
Well, we had a kerosene light on the wall with this big reflector in the back, you know?
Yeah.
And all at once that reflector just cracked and flew to pieces.
Really?
And he said somebody died, and later on he heard that, I don't remember, it was his mother or his father had died.
Oh,
and he said this right away, somebody died, and really somebody did.
And the one who died, was that in this country or?
No, over in Austria.
In Austria.
What the heck?
That was the only thing that I really remember.
There was a lot of stories like that. Mm-hmm. Stories. The crucifix fell off the wall. Or,
yes.
Or somebody knocking on the wall. Then they knew somebody died.
Yeah. That was the only thing that I can remember, though.
Do you remember Trauka?
I heard about it, but I never seen it done.
I would have liked to go to that.
We were sick that time, we couldn't go. Otherwise, maybe there's no good chance at it.
Oh, you mean at Glen Holland? You mean
yes.
When you talked about it? Yeah. But you don't remember doing it in your family?
No,
somebody
no.
did it? Or?
Mm-mm.
How about home remedies? When you got sick, did your mother or your aunt or somebody have any home remedy, home treatments, or how did they cure you if anybody got sick?
Well, you used to have some home brew. We used to use that.
Homemade whiskey?
Yes. Schnapps.
Red Eye. Nowadays they call it Red Eye.
Red Eye, yeah.
They call it Hochzeitschnapps.
Yeah.
I suppose you drank Camilla tea? You had Camilla tea for everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had Camilla tea, yeah.
Well, no matter what ailment they gave you, Camilla tea. Or when somebody broke an arm or broke a bone?
I had one broke right across here one time.
Right across the thigh?
Right here. And there was a guy living south of Richmond, his name was John Brown. That's where Dad Holden hauled me out there. And he took care of me, and he done a hell of a good job.
Mm-hmm.
See, later on, his son was a doctor up in Dickinson, over in New England, I guess.
His name was Nick Brown.
Yeah, and he's,
Nick Brown.
And he was 88 years old when he passed away.
Oh, what the heck. How did you break your leg?
My brother done that. He roped me in, he pulled me in, I told him my leg broke. I was almost 4 years old. And I fell on a rock about that size. That's what snapped that.
Oh, what the heck.
And I remember that real good, you know, where that place was there was a Getz, old Nick Getz had a sail out there. And I was on this side of the river, and I looked across the river. I says to one guy, isn't that where John Brown used to live? He says, that's exactly it, right where you're pointing to. Mm-hmm. He used to have a hell of a bunch of horses, and his son always brought them in, brought them right in the yard. And he made his own medicine. He done that at midnight, where he mixed his own medicine himself. Put all kinds of stuff in there.
Well, was he like a doctor then? Or?
He was a doctor. He claimed you could have your whole finger cut off and he'd go and put that together and you could use it like that.
Oh, yeah?
That worked. How come them doctors don't do that nowadays?
Was that something that he learned on his own?
He learned that on his own. He picked that up in the old country over there. He had a beard on him, you wouldn't believe it.
Was he allowed to have a beard at that time?
Well, he had one. Yeah. But there was quite a few old timers used to wear beards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you remember other sicknesses? Did people have other sicknesses that they don't have now, or did they have different kind of illnesses?
Let's see. What kind of sickness do they really have?
I think they've got a lot more now than they did then.
In the 30s, do you remember the drought in the 30s?
Oh yeah. Back in 36 especially. 36. And in 35 also. There was nothing. 35 the wheat, you know, they had nothing in it. It got so hot, you know, and burned the whole wheat right up.
In 35 you had a crop but it was no heads in it. Is that
there
right?
Was nothing in it. You'd go out and trash grass a half a day, wouldn't even get a half a box, a wagon box full of wheat even. That was just like nothing.
Oh. Was that, could you use the straw for the cows then, or did the cows eat the straw, or what did you do?
Well, they ate the straw, but we quit thrashing entirely, you know. There was nothing coming out.
Wasn't worth it.
Wasn't worth it.
Well, now,
the only thing we had was corn. You know, corn grows in poor years, you know, even when it's hot. If we wouldn't have that corn, we could never made it, you know.
Well, do you remember grasshoppers?
Oh, I should think so. They used to come home, we had ring, you know, and we had a lot of turkeys, and they chomped up in the header box, and they ate the grasshoppers then, while we was eating dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. They were just loaded, grasshoppers.
Do you remember grasshoppers, those big ones that flew? That,
you know, the sun, you know, they had a whole ring around with grasshoppers, and I'd seen them for a long ways. Yeah.
Well, how often did those grasshoppers come? I don't remember the grasshoppers like that when they flew. But did they come more than one time, or?
Oh, yeah. So we had a few years where them buggers come in.
Did they eat everything, or did they
About 35 and 36, that was bad. That was terrible.
Did they eat your garden, or not?
Oh, yes. They clipped it down. Yeah. Even the prairie grass, they eat that down too.
Prairie grass?
Yeah. Well, they call them grasshoppers, so you have to do something. Fence posts, they had holes in there all over.
Well?
Yeah.
How about when now? In 36, when nothing grew, did you have enough feed for the cows?
Not really. We had to get down the time they had some hay shipped in, you know.
Oh?
Yeah. From a diner down there and all over.
Oh, was that baled or what was
that? That was baled, wire bales.
Wire bales?
Yeah.
How heavy were the bales?
They're pretty damn heavy. They weren't light.
Probably 100 pounds a piece or?
Pretty close, probably about 80 pounds. All of that. I had a water bill myself one time.
Did you?
Yeah. Give me a bill about that wire.
Oh, this doesn't work. Do you have to feed the wire in by hand, or is that?
The ones I had, there was, as you bailed, you know, that
the one that
wrapped itself, yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah. They just made one ring like this. You could put, stick your finger in the wire, you know what I mean? That just made, just like that, and the wire was tied. That was Moline Baylor. The John Deere baler, every bale had two ties in there, two extra ties. This one didn't. There was just one tie, one here and one there. It was two wires running through. Yeah.
Okay, but to begin with, was the wire on a big spool?
Yeah.
Or it was all one long
that
wire?
That was
just like that string is now, huh?
A 100-pound spool. Got a whole mile of wire on there.
Oh.
One spool. See, the John Deere baler, they had four spools in there. I don't know what the idea was of that.
I never saw wire.
Yeah.
Never saw wire bales. I mean, I've heard of it. I know they made them.
They're making some now, you know, with wire and with string, with that big white bale on me, about that wide, 8 feet long.
Oh, the square bale. Yeah.
Yeah. The Fisher down here's got something like that.
Is that tied with string, or is that?
String.
Is that string?
I think it puts in about, the string's about that far apart.
Oh, so there's more than two strings.
I think about five or six in there, string.
To take more strings on that.
Yeah.
When you were young, did you have a windmill?
Oh, yeah.
You always had a windmill?
Always had a windmill. That windmill was only 20 feet high. See, most of them got the high windows.
Was that well hand dug, or was that drilled, or what?
That was drilled.
Drilled.
With the horses.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
How did that work? How did you drill?
Yeah, the horses kept going around and around and around. And that well was only 48 feet deep. And you could not pump them dry. My dad got on the place. They had a well that was 140 feet. That well always went dry. So my dad went and had them drilled here. There were two Swanson brothers with Dr. Val from
Swanson?
The tailor. Mm-hmm. That was running a store at the same time.
How big a hole was that?
That was 18 inch.
18 inch.
Yeah. They made it up to 36 inch. If you want a bigger one, they made bigger ones.
Did you have to lay rocks on those walls or not?
My dad went to town. They told Dad to go into town and get some 2x4s. And then they wrapped the wire right around it and stapled it. And that's wood is still in there now yet. As far as the water goes. Where the water doesn't go on top, that's where it goes haywire though. You don't understand what I'm talking about?
Well, underwater it stays.
Underwater it stays, yeah. Yeah, but was on top, then you have to put something else in there.
Well, what do you mean, they wrap wire around? How does that work? Do they have four 2x4s, or what?
No, they had a whole bunch of 2x4s. Around the circle.
Around the circle?
Yeah.
And where did they put the wire?
See, they laid the 2x4s down, they put a stable on every one. 2x4s like that. Then they brought it to the round ring and they made a twist in there in the wire. Down it goes.
Oh, the wire was on the outside of the 2x4.
Yeah, outside of 2x4. Yeah. Oh. That's the way that works.
How far apart were the 2x4s?
Tied together.
One against the other one?
One against the other one.
Would be like having a solid wall, kind of.
Yeah. Now I think when he had them cut in there, they had had him cut down on a deal that you get your own rabbit right around with it, that around you would fit, you know what I mean?
Kind of cut them at an angle.
At an angle, yeah. Right.
So that they fit tight. So
yeah.
It'd be kind of like making a barrel, kind of, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of make a round thing like that.
That well was dug in 19, let's see,
1918.
Yeah. I was then about 3 years old. And I remember that real good.
Do you?
Yeah. Really? Real good.
Well, how many horses did they use for that?
Just one horse. That's all they used.
Oh. Did the dirt come out just like an auger?
See that they brought it up and they swung it on the side and dumped it. Put it back in. Yeah.
The dirt didn't come up by itself?
No.
A man had to be in there to bring the dirt out?
No. They had a deal where you could wrench it up somehow. Yeah.
I wonder how that worked. Do you remember getting the radio, or did you always have a radio? You don't remember when
we had a radio. I guess in 1935 he got one. Radio.
Oh.
My dad did that time.
But the neighbors had. When did you first see a radio?
Well, I'd say.
Or don't you remember when you first saw the radio?
I remember it. I think it was about a 1927, somewhere around there. Old Lee Hoff. You know Frank Lindemann here. He was selling International, and he was handing the radios to it. And my uncle, he went out and sold it for him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So he sold one, the old Lee Hoff, he had quite a bit of money, you know. So he sold him the first one. Then he sold him a wind charger later on, too. That once he used to live in town in here, one left in Old Mott. He was selling the wind chargers, the big ones.
Then you had, if you had a wind charger, you could have electric lights, right?
Yeah, right. 32 watt.
32
watt. What he had there, yeah.
Do you remember any of the very first programs you listened to on the radio?
Well, not really, but I heard about it. There was Fred Hoffert and Mark Tollison. Mark Tollison made his own outfits. And Fred Hoffert, he went over to our neighbor, you know, he had a telephone, but he didn't have no telephone. So they called each other up, and he got it. Sounded real good. And they kept it up, then he got shut off later on. I guess he had to be licensed, he wasn't licensed. And Mark Tollison is still living yet. He lives in Dickerson.
Oh, yeah?
Amos and Andy was one of the first ones that I remember.
Yeah.
Amos and Andy?
Oh, yeah.
I think I even remember them yet. Well, I remember Faber, McGee, and Maud.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that's another one.
That was another one.
I mean, it was my time, so that was a lot later, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Well, tell me about your turkeys. You said you raised turkeys?
My dad did.
Dad did.
And my brother, yeah.
How many turkeys did you have?
Oh, I'd say maybe right close to 50.
Did you have, how many hens did you start out with? Maybe 10 or 15 or?
I'd say around that or more.
Did you have to watch them so they, I mean, did you have to pick up the eggs? Or how did that work? Did you?
Yeah, they had to pick some of the eggs.
Or did you let them out? Did you let the eggs lay out there? And turkey sit on them? Or?
Yeah, they sit on themselves, you know.
Did they?
Yeah.
Or did you pick them up and give them to the clucks?
No, we picked them up until the turkey hens would set.
Yeah.
Then we'd give them the eggs.
Then put the eggs
on
there.
Them.
Then the following year, you know, we butcher them up and send them out. Put them in barrels.
You send them to Chicago, huh?
Yeah. That's where we went to, now.
I don't remember.
Well, tell me about that butchering the turkeys. How did you do that?
We hung the turkey up, his head down, and we always used the pick, you know, took the handle off and used that for a weight, you know, to keep the turkey down real tight. Then we feathered them, you know. Is that the way you done it too?
We didn't raise that many turkeys.
You didn't?
Did you take the guts out?
Oh, yeah. Gutted them out and everything. Yeah.
Then you put them in a barrel or a big box and...
Yeah.
And shipped them.
Shipped them out.
Did they get moldy or did they get rotten?
I don't know what happened to our end. So do you done it too?
We didn't raise that many.
Oh.
We butchered them and Dad took them to the butcher shop in Glen Ullin, and the butcher sold them to people in town then.
Yeah.
We didn't have that many.
Because when you bleed the turkeys, they kind of let their feathers go, huh? The feathers come out real easy?
Yeah, I think they do.
I think they stuck a knife into the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stuck a knife into the brain and just, while the turkey is dying, the feathers come loose. They come off pretty.
Right.
You do it right away.
Yeah.
There was a certain place they had to hit with the knife so the turkey would bleed. I don't know just how it was done.
A certain place in the brain or in the head.
You give the turkeys a lot of corn and stuff to kind of fatten them up, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you save turkey feathers for pillows?
No, we didn't save any of them.
No.
I think they're too rough, not. We never save any turkey feathers.
Not turkey feathers, huh?
Ducks and geese.
Did you also raise? You also raised ducks, huh?
Yeah. My brother used to have some as high as 160.
Really?
I like that duck meat. Oh boy, that was good stuff.
How about, did the ducks sit on the eggs?
Yeah.
Did the ducks hatch out their own, or did you give them to the...
Well, even on chickens we had them on there.
We had clucks on that.
Clucks, too?
I mean, you probably took the duck eggs and gave them to the clucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had an extra dam. We had the creek, my dad said the creek right close by. But my mother didn't like that by having the ducks in the creek. And we had to talk about minks and muskrats. And they ate the eggs and killed the ducks too, the little ones. And she trained them ducks right close to where the windmill was, so they pumps the water right down the dam. And she had all them ducks there. They didn't go down to the dam no more. That's why she had them trained.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, did your mother work in the field too?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose she had to set the header stacks.
Oh, they're short of help.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times she set the header stacks.
The header, that was the women's job always, setting the stacks.
Yeah.
Did your mother wear pants when she went out on the header stack, or did she wear dresses?
She wore pants, I believe, at that time. Piece cut off right down here, you know.
Was there anything we did not talk about? Is there anything you want to tell me about the old times that we did not talk about yet?
That's putting it, I think, huh?
How about you, Teresa? Do you want to tell us something?
All I can say is times were hard.
Yeah. Were you allowed to go to school?
Yeah. But, well, at our place it was a different thing because our mother wasn't there. So the older ones had to take turns going to school and the other ones stay at home with the littler ones.
Oh.
And when I was 4 years old, they started taking me along to school. And I'd sit in the desk with some of the others and fall asleep. And then they'd carry me home. And that's the way I started school. But I went through the eighth grade. The older ones didn't, but the four younger ones of us all went through the eighth grade.
Did you do a lot of canning when you were young yet? Did you can the vegetables?
My mother did a lot of canning. They canned corn and tomatoes, peaches, and pears, plums.
Big barrels of sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Pickles. Pickled watermelons.
The whole barrel full. 30-gallon barrel of watermelons.
Pickled.
Yeah.
How do you pickle watermelons? What do you put in there?
Well, the same as pickles, cucumbers. Except those days they put them in big barrels and but nowadays, they can them just like pickles in jars.
Jars. With the barrels, now, what do you put in there? You put dill?
Dill and salt, vinegar. And
how do you know when you have enough vinegar in there?
I don't know about that. I took a chance, I think.
You know, with the peel and all, they put them in the barrel.
The what?
With the peel and all.
With the peel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That peel is actually good when you eat it. You don't have to eat it, you don't want to.
Did that vinegar go all the way through to the middle of the
water? Oh, yeah.
Most of, yeah. Funny that how that got through there, yeah. You know, through that solid skin
and
there, whatever.
Watermelons didn't get moldy, huh?
Yeah. No, it never got moldy. No way.
And the cucumbers they put in there too, huh? They put cucumbers in there?
No, the cucumbers they kept extra.
Yeah, in a different barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they kind of the same way. They pickled them like
that. Yeah, right, yeah.
They knew how to do it with vinegar.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think really they used a lot of salt.
Where did they get the vinegar?
From town.
They bought it in town.
Maybe some of the older, way back, farther back than we remember, they probably made their own vinegar. But I don't remember that. I know we bought all of it.
How can you make vinegar? Same as wine, huh?
Yes.
You make it like wine, then you make it. Or if the wine turned bad, then you could use it for vinegar.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you had a Bastant? Did you have a Bastant?
Oh yeah, yeah. You bet.
Did you have a Bastant?
What is that?
A watermelon patch.
Oh! Oh, we used to have great big watermelon patches. I don't know.
See, Bastant is a Russian word.
Yeah.
That's a Russian word.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It was the garden that was away from the house, away from home. That was just where the watermelons were and the
pumpkins,
sweet corn maybe. It was out in the field.
Yes.
You know, way out in the wheat field.
Well, we used to have such a big crop of watermelons. They'd go out with a wagon and come home with just about a half a box of watermelons. wasn't used was thrown out to the pigs and the turkeys and.
So they kept their own seeds all the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You bet.
The best, from the best watermelon, you would keep the seeds.
The good ones we'd open up. If they were no good, throw them away. The turkeys ate them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Charlie walked home from school one time, I can tell you a story. And old John Berger, that was Walter Berger's grandfather. Pooh saw who died by Stahlhorst. And John wasn't going to tell him.
Who the Stahlhorst?
The Boston.
That's it. Boston.
Yeah.
Boston, yeah.
Then two brothers Ox was. He wouldn't let it out. Then finally he come. Two brothers Ox. He kept in a barter track, buy some licorice, so barter track.
Barter track.
And then we called and told him, you know, that he knew it.
Did you get the barter track then? Did he buy it for you?
Yeah, he sometimes gave us some.
Did he go and steal the watermelons?
No, he didn't really steal any, not as far as we know. Because they only lived, about 2.5 miles away from my dad's place, about two, I'd say.
I thought maybe because if he wants to know where it is, I thought maybe he would
that didn't steal them, yeah.
Steal the watermelons.
He was all full of diggers all the time.
Yeah, they used to do that.
He's a guy.
Steal the watermelon.
Yeah.
Did you remember, did your dad make homemade brooms?
Oh, you bet. You betcha. I even made some myself.
You homemade brooms?
Yeah.
Really?
We sure did.
Out at the farm.
Maybe you can show me how to do that.
We haven't got the utensils anymore.
I had a hell of a good steel one time. I wish I'd anybody. So I smashed it up. I thought I was scared, you know, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Then I thought maybe I should smash the sucker up. But you know, the way I had it fixed, I bought it from a guy. He told me, if you give me a lamb, I'm going to give you an old steel. And there was a homemade steel.
Uh-huh.
That only had a hole on top, about that much. The other one was that hole. He always had to use that old, what the hell they call that, nut top, that where you put the whiskey in, I mean the stuff.
Well.
No, I mean the other way you put it on top of the stove.
Jugs. We put it in jugs after
no,
it was
no,
done.
No, no, where you put that brew in when you steal it.
Oh.
Schnapps kisses, huh?
Yeah.
And then only had a deal on that big. He said, well, I don't want, you know, they got that whole thing about that long. You had to go and put door on it. That one only had that little place there where you put that in. That's where you could dump that old works out then. Then you had the pipes running out into the barrel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water, put some ice in there.
Well, what do you start out with to make brew?
We made some out of corn.
I think we made some out of wheat. The first batch was out of wheat, I think.
But the corn was actually better.
See, Frank had an old cousin in Dickinson, and she had all the equipment. And she was married to a man that liked his little schnapsel every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, that stuff is so expensive. What do you say? We set up a batch out at the farm at our place. So she came out, got a 50-gallon barrel, put it down the basement. She made the stuff, and they came out. When it was done, she brought her equipment all out. We had a stove downstairs, and we cooked it down there then. And I think we had close to 20 gallons of the stuff. And while we were cooking it, not even the kids knew about this. And they were always around in the basement and all over. They didn't know what was going on. And when she came out to cook it one evening we had company and we were still cooking that downstairs. And she had make a big kettle of borscht soup. And that kind of covered the smell of that stuff cooking down below. And here we got the house full of company while that was cooking. And he went down to check it all the time. And none of the people that were there even dreamt that what was going on downstairs.
And we asked Ted Moss, he was our neighbor, he come over. And Herb Finney, he was from Beulah, but he lived on Sal's Ranch that time. And he come along over, they played cards, you know, pinochle. And I didn't do, I was talking with them other fellas, you know. I didn't even know how to play pinochle at that time in the first place. And you know, he went down and checked it out, old Mr. Rhodes, you know. And we never got caught. Could have happened.
And we set two batches, 250-gallon barrels of the stuff that time. I think we had over 20 gallons ourselves, and then she took her share. And that was just about 90% proof. When she put it in a spoon and put a match to it, it lit.
We still got that tester up to now yet.
Well, that's how she tested it.
If yeah, it burns, 90%.
And that was, well, the kids were all in school already, so that must have been in the late 50s or early 60s.
See, then later on we found out that you could make it for your own use as long as you don't sell it. Mm-hmm. I wish I wouldn't have smashed the damn thing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just good. You know, he told me, if you give me one of them lamps out there, I give you that still. So I told him, pick you one out, and so we gave him a lamb, and we butchered it up for him and everything. He liked lamb meat so much. He didn't have that use for the still, so.
I know the people were scared. They were very, very scared. The agents are going to come around.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't find it. But really, it really would have been legal for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he went and destroyed the thing then.
Yeah.
He got scared.
Well, sure.
But that wouldn't have been necessary. And that stuff that we had, when you browned that sugar and put it in there, that was a good drink. The whiskey you buy now, that stuff stinks.
Yeah.
It's got such an odd smell. But that that had a good smell, good taste.
Yeah, and I think it was healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of my neighbors knew something about it. And he says, was doffing them spidorius, you know, that's what he called it. And I know what he meant. It was supposed to be whiskey, you know. Schnapps, spidorius.
Spidorius?
Yeah, that's what he always said, you know, and I know what he meant, you know.
Well, my dad had his little drink of whiskey every morning, as long as I can remember. And when he went to the nursing home, he missed it, so we asked, he was at Old St. Ben's in Dickinson. We asked the men up there whether he could have it. She said, yes, just give it to me. He can't have it in his room. Give it to me, I'll see that he gets it every morning. And he had his little drink of whiskey every morning while he was in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And he lived to be 96 years old.
96, mm-hmm. Really? That's pretty old for them days.
I'm not going to be that old.
And her brother Petey took that still down there to his place and made a big patch too. And he never got caught either.
Well, did you also make beer?
Oh yeah, we made beer. We made root beer also.
Root beer?
You know, straight beer.
How do you make beer? You start with barley or what?
No.
Did you buy some stuff for beer?
No, we didn't use no barley or nothing like that.
I think they used to buy this little beer extract. And they started with that, if I'm right. We never made it.
I'm an architect. Huh? Hoba.
Hoba?
Hoba, that's a cancer. Yeah.
What's Hops. That?
That's to make the different taste.
Oh.
You never done hoba, you? Huh?
With hops.
Every hops?
I don't know, we never made it.
Oh, you never did?
Uh-uh.
We did. We made a lot of wine.
Yeah, we did too.
In barrels. My dad used to get a whole 50-gallon drum shipped in from California. That was just juice. And then they had even showed how to make the wine. So we put a glass on top and a pipe coming out and filled the glass with water. That went right in that water. And then when it started percolating, you know, look. And then when it quits, then you could seal the barrel. Then it's done.
Oh.
Made right in that 50-gallon drum what he had shipped in.
Oh, what the heck?
That was easy to make. There were lots of them that bought that whole barrel of stuff of wine. Really. That was cherry juice.
Oh, yeah?
And I think that was tame cherry juice, not joke cherry.
They came in on the train, huh?
Yeah.
Was shipped in with the train?
Oh, yeah.
But when you made your own wine, did you have choke cherries or what?
Choke cherries. And some rhubarb wine.
Wild plums.
Wild plums? Wild plums would be good.
Grapes.
Yeah, grapes you had to buy, huh?
You know, I had a hired man one time out there for a little while, and we had some wild plum, made some wine out of it. And he was walking there, she could see that he was kind of staggering, I guess. He said, "How's your wine coming along?" "Oh," he says, "I think I should drain it," he says to her.
Okay.